Episode 3202, Conquer Your Cravings.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you loaded up on sugar? Oh, come on. Yesterday was Halloween, and I know you're probably thinking, well, are you like right outside my window watching me? No, I'm not, but I know the temptation is real and it's there. It's time to conquer your cravings. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a lot going on at Create Your Now right now. And one thing is yes, we have welcomed in to our family, our brand new baby girl, our grandbaby. And so we are thrilled. We're delighted. We appreciate your prayers and celebrating with us in our growing family. And with all of that, you know, it's interesting that we try to do so much in our life, but sometimes we forget the basics and we forget that we need to be taking care of ourselves. You know, yesterday I had the privilege and honor to accompany my grandson on trick-or-treating. It was his first time. I mean, he's gotten the candy thing and all of that, but actually going door to door and saying trick-or-treat, oh, so cute, of course. When they're little, they're just precious. They can do no wrong, right? I mean, that's just how it is. Doesn't matter if you're a grandparent or your mom. It's like, oh my goodness, like you just want to squeeze them forever. You want to soak up that love. Well, as I was walking around door to door with him, and it was chilly, we got really chilly. We are freezing now here in the South, and it's very interesting. It's going to warm up a little bit again, but you know, with all these changes, you got to really take care of yourself. And it comes down to the basics. You know, have you asked yourself where you are in your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Are you tired of feeling like health is out of your control, especially after Halloween? Yeah, too much candy sitting on, you know, the counter and you're just tempted. Well, I got to tell you, I'm being honest. I have not had one piece because I know what happens when I put sugar in my mouth and I'm just not doing it. So discover how to conquer your cravings and turn eating back into a pleasurable experience. And that's really what you want to be able to do, right? Food is something we are to enjoy. And when you think of it that way, it truly gives a happy meal a totally different meaning. You know, it's meant to nourish our bodies, to energize us, but it's also meant to be enjoyed with family and friends. And you know, with the holidays coming up, there's going to be a lot of good food around. Maybe you have a great aunt that has this famous recipe that you just love and you just cannot wait for it to appear on Thanksgiving or over Christmas. And I know you're thinking, Christiane, it's just now November. Yes, but in three blinks, it's going to be Christmas Eve. That's how fast this is going to move. And so I really want you to think about where you are when it comes to your cravings, because unfortunately, many of us eat out of habit or emotions, right? We just literally have bad behaviors without truly considering the consequences. Now, it's easy for us to give those consequences to someone else, like our children or our spouse, but very rarely do we turn the tables on ourselves and say, what are my consequences? Well, think about it. If you don't take care of your body, what's going to happen? You're probably going to end up in the hospital. You're going to end up in a position where you don't want to be, laying on your back going, if I would have only. I do not want you in that position, right? And when you're eating out of habits and emotions, which is easy to do, right? We've got the fast food joints. We've got everything on speed dial. You've got Uber Eats. I mean, everything can just come directly delivered to you. And my thing is what if we were to slow down? Just for a moment, because, you know, I find that we either follow the patterns we were raised on, or we fall into a lifestyle that's convenient, but not necessarily healthy. Our failures often stem from chemical reactions that hijack our biology, our cells, our hormones, our brain. It's like receiving conflicting signals. It doesn't know what to do. Your body is always at battle, right? Your body doesn't need to be a battlefield. When our pleasure center is activated, we naturally crave more of what brings us pleasure. And this leads us down a path of indulging in deliciousness. Oh, delicious. But at the expense of our health. But fear not. Help is here. Curb your cravings. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Curb your cravings. And I promise you, you can do it. I know I've already have been very honest with you. I have all this candy around. I had kids around me all night last night. I had people offering me adult treats and regular treats that are just delicious no matter how you shape them and look at them and how you package them. I have not had one. And I'm not going to. Why? Because it falls into one of my cravings. I know that if I put in that one candy bar, that piece of chocolate that I haven't had in months now, I'm going to be like, oh, that was so good. And I just want to savor it. But then I won't just wait for that. I'll like, I want to go for more because my pleasure center in my mind is going to be like, you need more of that. You need more of that. Remember the days that you had to psych yourself up for a test or maybe muster the courage to ask someone to dance or gather the confidence to ask for a raise? Tap into that same tenacity and curb your cravings. To break free from addiction, you must eliminate the source of addiction, right? So if I know that sugar is something that stimulates and triggers me, then I probably need to stay away from it. I can enjoy it once in a while, but I cannot be at all tempted with this huge sugar bowl sitting next to me, literally right next to me as I record to you. It's not mine. It's my grandson's, by the way. But I'm not going to have any. And you know, in all honesty, it doesn't tempt me anymore. I mean, I look at it, but I'm like, okay, I know that would be yummy for the first 3 minutes that I have it. But then in 15 to 20 minutes later, I'm going to pay the price. 3 days later, I'm still paying the price. So I have to pick my battles. And a lot of us, we don't want that. We want the easy way. We want the one size fits all. When it comes to our cravings, it's just not that way. So if it comes from nature, right, enjoy it. Meaning if God made it, you can eat it. Now, you can overeat even what God made. It's true. But what I'm saying is that you want to indulge in that. You want to enjoy that and fuel your body with that type of food, what God made, and not all the other stuff that we do like processed food. So cut out the processed foods. And I know that's going to be hard. Chips, chips, and chips. I mean, if it was Super Bowl, you'd be like, Christiane, I cannot live another day. We've got to have chips. You really don't. You can do other things. Yes, it takes a little bit more effort, but you can do it. So cut out the processed foods. Avoid gluten, dairy, and all forms of sugar and sweeteners. Yes, even the artificial ones. Stay clear of them. Say goodbye to grains and starchy vegetables, beans, and opt for berries if you crave the fruit, right? The smaller, the better. And be mindful of the beverages that you're drinking. You know, it's interesting how a lot of people don't understand that alcohol, soda, and juices and coffee all have inflammatory issues. Now, are there benefits to some of those? Yes, but you have to outweigh the benefits with the negative and say, okay, do I really want that? And how good is that for my body? Not the mass majority, because remember, a lot of things that are written now when it comes to health is written to the mass majority. My friend, you're not the mass majority. You're you. And you need to do what's right with you. So let's fill your plate with plenty of non-starchy vegetables, especially greens, 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 and more greens. Enjoy protein with every meal and stay hydrated with lots of water. Most of us are walking around dehydrated. I'm telling you right now, if you want to have the most optimal body ever, 2 liters of water a day. I'm telling you the truth, 2 liters. And I know you're like, what? Yeah, just think about those 2 liters of soda that come in those bottles. Yeah, I want that 2 liters of water in you. Also include healthy fats like avocado, coconut oil, nut seed oil, or even nut butter. But be observant as to how much you're taking in of that, because as much as avocado oil is good for you and all of that, you can't overdo even the good stuff. So I want to give you the three additional strategies to curb your cravings. Because in all honesty, it's hard, right? I know I've walked this road. And as much as I love food, food does not like me when it comes to my body accepting it. I struggle. It is a struggle. It's a battle. And literally, my success comes truly moment by moment, being in the present, making the decision at the time. And there are times I'm like, oh, I really want to do this. And then a couple hours go by because I'm working or something happens, I'm distracted, whatever it is. And I don't get in what I want. And I'm like, okay, I need to change it up because something's not right here. Maybe it's getting too late into the evening. So maybe having what I thought I was going to have may not be a good choice. And I need to make a better choice. Right? It's not about saying no to yourself, but saying, how can I live my best life? Because when you live your best life, that is when you're on fire and you feel good. And with that feeling of goodness, what do you think also goes up? Your confidence. And your confidence is attached to your self-esteem. Do you see how we get this 360-degree picture? So number one, if you are hungry, eat a healthy and filling meal. It's important to distinguish between cravings and true hunger. Cravings are a result of your brain seeking the release of dopamine in the reward system rather than a genuine need for energy. So it's like, I need something now because I want to feel a certain way, right? We get stuck on our feelings. I want you to get stuck on your facts. Do you need the food to energize yourself? And when you experience a craving while hungry, it can be incredibly challenging to resist. In fact, the combination of craving and hunger creates a strong drive that most people struggle to overcome. So one effective trick is to immediately eat a healthy and satisfying meal when you feel a craving while hungry. Make sure your kitchen is stocked with nutritious snacks or pre-made meals for convenience. We've got to have those go-to grab foods, even what you drink. So if you're a soda person and you're always going for that aluminum can or whatever it is that you're drinking out of, then have your bottled water available and do that for a little while. I'm not saying you have to stay there all the time. I know you want to take care of the environment. I get it, but you got to take care of yourself first in order to take care of the environment. So it's okay to buy bottled water for a short period of time. All right. Think about it. And then also make sure you include protein-rich foods like meat, fish, and eggs because they are particularly beneficial for curbing hunger. Although real food may not seem as appealing as sugary junk food, like all this candy sitting next to me, you know, when you've got that craving coming on, building resilience and making healthy choices will pay off in the long run, especially if weight loss is your goal. And also energy, because I'm telling you right now, if you eat a lot of sugar, have you ever heard of a sugar crash? Yeah, it's a real thing. And by the way, sidebar here, sugar, another word for that is carbohydrates. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm doing low carbohydrates, low sugar. Okay, carbohydrates is the sugar. So really think about that when you're looking at your labels on the food that you're eating, and hopefully you're not eating processed food, so you don't have to read the labels because you're eating real food. I mean, seriously, start looking at it, because imagine what Thanksgiving could be like 4 weeks from now. Seriously, you could actually sit down and enjoy a meal instead of being like, oh, I want so much more, but I'm so tired. When you eat sugar and you fill your body with junk, processed junk, candied junk, all that kind of junk, then what does it do? It makes you kind of like dreary, and it makes you sleepy, and you just have this drag about you. You don't want that drag. You want to feel energized, and this can help you. Number two, take a hot shower. Okay, you didn't see that one coming, did you? Yes, I know. For some people, taking a hot shower or bath can provide relief from sugar cravings. Now, the water should be hot, but not scalding. And you want it hot enough to make it where you feel slightly uncomfortable. So if you're kind of a lukewarm shower person, then go ahead and up it a little bit more. Allow the water to run over your back and shoulders, gradually heating your body up. Stay in the shower for at least 5 to 10 minutes. And by the time you step out of the shower, you may experience a momentary dazed feeling like, whoa. similar to the sensation after spending time in a sauna. At this point, your craving is likely to have subsided. So it's really a great way. So just go get clean. I mean, seriously, if you're having a craving like, I got to go take a shower, and leave the room and go take a shower. You may be taking 3 or 4 showers, but you know what? There could be worse things you're spending your money on, right? Like sugar in your body. And finally, 3, go for a brisk walk outside. And boy, did we ever on Halloween. Whoo, it was chilly, but we got it. In fact, you should have had some chili, which we did. By the way, it was delicious. And so go for that brisk walk, you know? And when you do, if you're one who enjoys even running, you could even do a slight jog. But what I really want you to think about is not overdoing it. Sometimes we stress ourselves out about the craving, that what we try to do to overcome that craving becomes a burden in its own right. And then what happens is like, we don't want to deal with that. So we just go to the craving. It's much easier. We accept the trigger and we're like, yep, I'm all in. Give me that bowl of candy. I'm eating it. I don't want you to go down that road, right? So go for that brisk walk. And it truly serves a dual purpose. First, it physically removes you from the proximity of the food, right, that you're craving. Second, the exercise triggers the release of endorphins, which is the feel-good chemicals in your brain, which can help turn off your craving, because that's what you're doing. If you've had a bad day and you're coming home, you need to be aware of it, because you're going to crave something, whether it's sweet and savory or salty, okay? You're going to crave something because your body wants to feel good. It wants to release those endorphins. So release them another way. Go for that brisk walk. If going outside, though, is not an option because it's a little too chilly, and I know in some areas it's getting downright cold, and we even have snow on the ground. Oh my goodness. I'm loving it here in the South because we have not had snow. We are getting to below freezing, but we don't have snow. So try performing a few sets of demanding body weight exercises like jumping jacks. Now you're like, that's not really body weight. No, but it is, because you're using your body and you're jumping. What about burpees or push-ups or squats? The exertion and movement can distract your mind from the craving while releasing those beneficial endorphins. And let's not underestimate the power of a good night's sleep. Everybody needs a good rest. Are you getting in your sleep? I know that's one thing I'm working on. So that's your bonus. I promise you, my friend, you can enjoy food, but don't let it control your life. And unfortunately, a lot of us do. Why? Because there's a lot of great stuff out there. And I love everything that's done in wrappers. It's delicious. But let me tell you, your body will thank you in the long run, and you'll be much healthier for it. So go conquer your cravings and eat better. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.